So at some point we have to find a way to create that balance for those guys and give them a better opportunity to win the field position battles and find a way just to win the game at the end of the day.
Considering all the pass attempts today for Trevor Lawrence, one sack, Von Miller got his today.
Yeah.
They did hit him a time or two, that one scary one down low on the knee, but he came out of that one okay, and that could have been a whole lot worse looking at the replay of that play. But, you know, it felt like, what'd you think of the offensive line play, I guess is the question, Fred?
I thought they played well. You know, I thought they played pretty good. It wasn't a ton of pressure. I thought it would have been more. And who knows what would have happened had Bradley Chubb had not gone out. But for what it's worth, you know, they did well. They improved from a week ago, from a pressure standpoint, from not having as many penalties as they had a week ago. So you can build on that.
Yeah, Juwan Taylor had himself in one-on-one situations with Von Miller probably more than you'd want him to have. But I thought he did a decent job. Yeah. You know, I mean, he survived for the most part. And I mean, Von Miller's going to be a Hall of Famer one day. Go down as one of the best pass rushers we've seen. So coming off last week's performance, I definitely think, you know, what the numbers show us anyway, that you'd probably be pretty happy going into the game taking that.
Right. And that sack, you know, Von actually played off of a tight end chip.
Mm-hmm.
And Juwan was down. So he didn't just flat out beat Juwan to get that sack. But Juwan played a really solid game.
Final score, 23-13, Broncos over the Jaguars in week two. The Jags fall to 0-2. The Denver Broncos now 2-0. And we're awaiting the first word with head coach Urban Meyer after the game. We visit with the Jaguars head coach. That will come up shortly here on Jaguars post game. Unfortunately, the losing skid now at 17. And Jeff Loggeman had the stat at the end there. During the 17-game losing skid, 30 turnovers for this Jaguars team. You turn the ball over. There were two today in the second half. The interceptions pushing the ball down the field. Last week, it was three of them. And it's going to happen when you're behind in games and trying to rally back. You're pushing the ball down there. But if your defense can't get them on the other side to even things out, that's the worst equation of all, Fred.
Yeah, it is. I teased earlier on our game day live set that Griffin, you know, he missed four picks in 2 weeks with juggling that pick there. But again, I do like, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Jaguar for life, but I like the fact that they were flying around. The secondary looked better than they did a week ago. And I'm just looking at improvement, you know. But they're going to continue to get close to those balls, and they're going to eventually have to make those plays when they have those opportunities to create the turnovers. But still optimistic, only the second game, and I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, pass rush showed up a little bit more today as well, as we talked about a little more pressure on Teddy Bridgewater than they got on Tyrod Taylor, and Teddy's not the guy who's going to escape it as well. And so they got three sacks, which I thought was encouraging, Fred. I mean, it's not a world-beating total, but if you get three a game over the course of a 17-game season, you got 51 sacks, and which would be a massive improvement from what they did last year.
Yeah, without a doubt. But then you run into guys like the Tyrod Taylors and then the Kyler Murrays that we're going to see here in the near future. And those mobile guys create more of a problem. But it is encouraging to see that they can get up the field and get those non-mobile quarterbacks.
JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, Jaguars postgame, a final score of 23-13, Broncos over the Jags. The Jaguars led this game 7-0 after the opening drive. Denver got a field goal and then took the lead later in the first half on a Bridgewater to Tim Patrick 12-yard touchdown pass. 10-7 was the halftime score. The Broncos added a touchdown on their opening drive of the third quarter, 17-7. Lawrence threw an interception. Broncos got a field goal off that. Lawrence threw another interception. Broncos got another field goal off that. That was it. The ensuing kickoff return, Jamal Agnew goes to the house, 102 yards, and that was the final scoring. The two-point conversion, no good. We'll get to the highlights coming up in just a little bit of this game. But, you know, I'll give the defense, and you said defense played well. In that fourth quarter, you know, they held to field goals there and kept this a two-score game. That could have got away from this team. If they're in the end zone a couple times, all of a sudden game's over. It gave them at least an opportunity. A long shot, but at least it gave them a shot, Fred.
Yeah, and they're not giving up touchdowns. I mean, the bend-don't-break mentality, even the Josh Allen sack to knock him from the 16-yard loss that Denver had there, and that created a field goal opportunity right. for them. So, I mean, if you look at it, those three field goals from the sack and the two turnovers, they could have easily been three touchdowns if the defense had gone out there and laid down. But that's why I say it's encouraging. A week ago, they gave up the big play. I think they gave up one big play today, maybe that deep ball, 55-yarder to Sutton. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's encouraging. They got to continue to play well, play strong up front. They did well, very good against the run this week. So, again, I think even despite it's being, the team being 0-2, the defense is playing well, give offense an opportunity to come around, and hopefully they can put both sides together and create some good stuff for the fans.
Yeah, got to, and obviously, you know, you're mixing the special teams. Agnew, I think, is going to end up being a weapon in the return game, but, you know, unfortunately it came in a game where, you know, you would have needed that, the two-point conversion, get a stop, you know. But as the guys pointed out in the broadcast, you know, when you talk about special teams, Fred, you know, Lambeau, we're in uncharted waters with him at this point in time, right? And if he – look, the 50 – was it a 52-yarder he missed?
Right.
You know, you get over 50 yards, you're not going to be automatic. But he's been automatic, and he missed the 48-yarder. And, you know, had he made that one, as the guys pointed out, you could have kicked the extra point after the Agnew touchdown and kicked it deep, and now you're down 6 points, right? I mean, it's a completely different ball game.
Correct, and as bad as Lambeau is showing right now, you know, with those two missed field goals, I don't know how much effort was put into the onside kick. It just looked like a little dribble, but I'm not the, you know, I just don't know what that's supposed to be about.
You attempted so many onside kicks, Fred, and you're kidding, of course.
Yeah, but it just didn't – I don't know.
Right. It didn't work out at
but
the end.
But, again, the point I would like to make, too, is that I think as a play caller – we have to help those sort of situations when they're going to present themselves. And I can probably get long-winded on this, but just before the half, before the 48-yard miss, I think that could have been a lot closer of an attempt. If we run the ball, second down, run the ball on third down, now you're inside the proper distance to give them an opportunity to be successful as opposed to kicking from further. But again, I'm just on the sideline watching the game. They're not paying me to coach, but I'm just saying what I would have done in that situation.
That's what we're paying you for now, Fred, to tell us what it should be.
Well, we should have ran the ball. Go for it. I just think that pass just before the half, you don't really put yourself in a situation to make an easier three-point attempt than what they did out there.
Yeah, similar to last week, right? I mean, they go pass, and get the drop and end up going three and out in 11 seconds, and Houston was able to come down and take advantage of it. Here, it was just a matter of costing the Jaguars the opportunity to get those points on the board.
You have to look at that. You have to look at that. I would like to also look at the onside kick attempt at the end of the game, over 5.5 minutes to play. Two timeouts. I'm kicking it deep.
Yeah, it's a 9-point game at that point.
Yeah, so I'm going to kick it deep and hopefully try to get them off the field real quick. And then now you give your offense a chance to go deep and score.
Let's come back in a moment. We'll have the first word with head coach Urban Meyer when we return. Final score 23-13, Broncos over the Jaguars. And it's Jaguars post game on Jaguars Radio. Set up a few plays later, a touchdown pass from Bridgewater to the tight end, Fant.
Jags 10-5. Fires it to the right side, caught, Noah Fant, tight end, broke a tackle into the end zone for the touchdown. Noah Fant, his tight end, caught it at the 5-yard line, broke a tackle, and he is into the end zone, and the Broncos have extended the lead.
Caught it, had a lot of space to maneuver right after the catch, and then maneuvered into the end zone. 17-7 at that point. Couple drives later for the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence throws an interception.
Play fake. Trevor fires downfield. That ball is going to be intercepted. He got it there late a little bit, and it looked like Kareem Jackson broke on it. He had Luke Farrell out there, but by the time he got there, it was picked off by the Broncos.
The Jaguars' defense held the Broncos to a field goal, 46-yarder, 20-7. Jags go three and out. Another three and out for Denver. Jags back on offense. Trevor Lawrence throws another pick.
Lawrence drops a blitz. It's an all-out blitz. Fires deep downfield again. Once Tyron Johnson, that ball is going to be picked off by Patrick Surtain, the rookie was stride for stride with Johnson along the left sideline. They say he stayed in bounds.
I'm not sure.
They've marked it as an interception, but now there's a conference about it.
Yeah, he tapped both feet in. The second foot hit when his rear end hit the white on the outside, but it was not able to be overturned. The second interception of the day. The Jags defense, though, to their credit, held the Broncos to a field goal of 40 yards from McManus, 23-7 at that point. Well, the Jaguars on the ensuing kickoff. We heard from him a moment ago, Jamal Agnew, 102 yards.
And Agnew's going to field this on the run, 2 yards deep, trying to run it out to the 15-yard line, to the 20. Jamal Agnew into the open field. Jamal Agnew to the 50. Jamal Agnew, 40, 30, tries to cut back, 20, 10, 5, into the end zone, touchdown. Jamal Agnew just took it back from about 2 yards deep.
Yeah, 102 yards for Agnew, 23-13, two-point try, no good. And then the Broncos ended the game on their last possession. 23-13, the final. Those are the highlights. We're back in a moment with Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. Final score, 23-13. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Veterans, you may have earned a variety of VA benefits. Did you know VA can help you further your education and pursue professional training? The Home Loan Guarantee Program can help you buy, repair, or adapt a home. VA provides housing support if you find yourself homeless or at risk of homelessness. And don't forget world-class health care. Learn more about these and other VA benefits. Visit choose.va.gov.
How far should we go? When it comes to the health of children, we will stop at nothing, focusing on prevention as much as cures, working with community leaders, educators, policymakers, to make every child's world a place for them to thrive, going to the nth degree and beyond. Nemours Children's Health, well beyond medicine. Join the journey at nemours.org/beyond.
Hey Jaguars fans, tired of being late to the game because you're still stuck in traffic or circling the block looking for a place to park? Next time, join thousands of other Jags fans who already know the smart way to get to the stadium is on the JTA Game Day Express. Express shuttles run from 5 convenient locations, including the newest location at FSCJ downtown. Tickets start at just $8 and are available exclusively on the MyJTA mobile app. The JTA Game Day Express, it's like winning before the game even starts.
Committed to the team, committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Jaguars postgame continues. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC continues. 23-13 the final. Broncos over the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Let's get to the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. I get a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred gets a vote, and I have to break any deadlocks. Mike, go ahead.
All right. With a nod to Logan Cook for his 56.8 average on punts today. A nod. Jamal Agnew's the Player of the Game with two kickoff returns, 120 yards, including the touchdown that went for 102.
Okay. I'm going to go next, and I'm going to go with Marvin Jones today. I know he's targeted 11 times, had 6 catches, but he had that touchdown, the nice diving grab in the back right corner of the end zone, 55-yard day. Not a spectacular statistical day, but capped off the nice opening drive for the Jaguars. So, Fred, it is up to you.
All right. I like both those guys that that you guys mentioned. I want to also give a nod to Wingert. just the amount of tackles he had. He had a sack in there. Yeah. QB hit, tackle for loss. But I'm going to piggyback Mike, because those opportunities to get those type of returns are very few, not necessarily often. And Agnew, he did what he had to do, get some points on the board.
Yeah, if the offense is struggling, maybe the special teams could give him a spark one day. Today wasn't that day, but in that moment, it needs something, and he got it. And we just heard from Jamal earlier, it can be frustrating when all these touchbacks are going over your head out of the back of the end zone and you can't get your hands on it.
Yeah, but, and again, he's a guy who, coming into the NFL as a cornerback, you know, always been a special teams guy, making a switch to receiver full-time. Yet his specialty in the NFL is punt returns and kick returns. So he's a kid who's continued to work his butt off, and those opportunities are going to continue to bless him.
There you have it, the Jaguars Radio Network player of the game, Jamal Agnew, a 102-yard kickoff return touchdown for the Jaguars today. And if you're looking for the MVP of the truck game, then look no further than Ford F-150, loaded with impressive capability and designed to dominate work, play, and everything in between. This truck makes tough look easy. No wonder it's the official truck of the NFL and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars. We're back with the Baptist Health Injury Report. Broncos 23, Jaguars 13, and this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
If something's been hurting, aching, or bothering you, don't ignore it any longer. It's time to take care of your health again. It's time to make an appointment with a Baptist Health primary care doctor or specialist. Call 904-202-4U to schedule a virtual visit or see a doctor in person at a Baptist Health location. The time for better health is here. Call 904-202-4YOU or visit GetBetterJax.com.
Headquartered right here in Jacksonville, CSI Companies is one of the fastest growing workforce solutions companies in the nation. As a proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars, CSI has the resources necessary to scale with any enterprise, yet they are small enough to maintain the agility, personal service, and remarkable experience they've become known for over the past three decades. This is your workforce and your business reimagined. Visit CSICompanies.com to learn more.
In America, the future belongs to everyone, so we built the trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 44 years straight. Built for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't built for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
At most sandwich places, asking for more of something is just part of the drill. But what if you never had to ask for more? What if more was just a given? At Daly's, more is what our sandwiches are built on. More meat. More cheese. More veggies. More quality. More taste. All for a price that's anything but more. Sandwiches from Dash. Made fresh. Daly's.
Brooks Rehabilitation is looking for exceptional nurses who want to work where miracles happen. They're hiring for RN, LPN, HHA, and CNA positions across their inpatient, skilled nursing, and home healthcare settings. Brooks nurses serve as leaders, advocates, change agents, and care coordinators for their patients. They offer flexible schedules, career advancements, and continuing education, competitive pay, plus bonuses, shift premiums, and sign-on bonuses. Apply now at brooksrehab.org/nursecareers.
Move day is on the 20, the 10. Yes, another successful move to a new home. I tell you, folks, I've never seen a team more prepared than the Move Day crew. With a dominating lead in training, trust, and moving efficiency, it's no wonder why Move Day is the official moving company of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Track your goods online and get updated play-by-plays throughout your move process. While the Jags are moving the chains on game day, they're here to help you on moving day. Call 844-MY-MOVE-DAY or visit movedaymovers.com.
We'll be right back. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Final score 23-13. Broncos over the Jaguars. And time now for the Baptist Health Injury Report presented by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. A few notables in the game today. James O'Shaughnessy had the one catch for 24 yards, but a second quarter right ankle issue or lower leg. O'Shaughnessy did not return, and he was targeted a bunch in week one. So that's unfortunate. We'll see how the week goes for O'Shaughnessy. Laviska Shenault on a fourth down play in the second quarter was on the sideline, of course, was back in the game as the game went along. The statistics were not the best of days for Laviska in this game today. And C.J. Henderson had a hip issue at the start of the second half. And on when he was off on the side was a 55-yard play over Clay Brooks. And then A.J. Cann in the second half did not return. He had a hamstring issue, and he was not available. So Ben Bartsch got time at left guard today. And we are counting our lucky stars because Trevor Lawrence did not suffer a knee injury today. He took a low hit and was kind of twisted up underneath. Got up, seemed to be okay. He spoke with the media after. Not sure exactly what he said about that play, but that one could have been bad. It looked like a bad beginning. Fortunately, it did not come away with an injury.
Yeah, it looked ugly, right? I mean, it really did, the way he went down violently like that. But, hey, it's big boy football, Fred. You're going to get hit sometimes. They got the flag on that one, so at least they did get the penalty yardage, and he seems to be all right. Young guy, I appreciate now that I'm in my 50s, those young tendons and ligaments I used to have.
They got the recovery pod down there, right?
They do. They've got,
so he'll be
all
right.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Dry right. Cupping and needling.
Yeah,
and
all
things.
That. Anything you want.
I wish we had that.
Anything Man. You want.
I wish we had a lot of things.
The only thing they don't have is a wet bar down there. But, you know, hey, who knows? we'll come back in a moment. Final thoughts ahead of week three. The Jaguars and the Arizona Cardinals next week. It's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Jaguars fans, here's a great way to pay with pride wherever you go. Exclusively from TIAA Bank, the Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look and fantastic features, along with the convenience to make purchases online or at millions of locations worldwide. And it's yours, free, when you open a Yield Pledge checking account. Order yours today. Visit TIAABank.com/JagsCard. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-471-1223, 800-471-1223.
It's been around longer than your quarterback. When you put it on, everyone knows it's game time. So legendary, it deserves its own Hall of Fame. Members only jackets, undeniable quality and style for over 45 years. Scratch and claw your way over to membersonly.com. Get ready for football season with a jacket that can only be summed up in one word: iconic. Use discount code Jaguars at checkout for 35% off on all iconic racer jackets. Members only. When you put it on, something happens.
Proven IT implements a strategic game plan designed to streamline your business for maximum results. Make the winning choice with the official business systems partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Proven IT. Proven IT's technology experts use a customized approach to understand how to design, implement, and monitor solutions that optimize your business. Proven IT provides managed network services, document management solutions, office technology, voice and data solutions, and more. Visit provenit.com to see how they can streamline your business. Proven IT, transforming workplace productivity.
Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags fall to 0-2 with a 23-13 loss to the Denver Broncos. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Final moments of Jaguars postgame. Next week, the Arizona Cardinals come to town. And by the way, the other scores today in the division, boy, it's not been a good day for the AFC South so far. The Houston Texans. Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback, left the game with a hamstring issue. The Browns rallied to win it 31-21 over the Texans today. And the Rams knocked off the Colts 27-24. So the Colts are now 0-2, as are the Jaguars. The Texans are 1-1. And the Tennessee Titans have a 6-3 lead over the Seattle Seahawks. 8 minutes to play in the second quarter out in Seattle. Field goal game so far. In that one, the Titans trailed 3-0. They've scored back-to-back. Now, next week, the Arizona Cardinals come in. They had a huge week last week and got a big-time win. Kyler Murray was all over the place statistically today so far. The Vikings lead the Cardinals 20-14, 2.5 to play in the first half. Kyler Murray's 12 of 14, 130 yards, and a touchdown through the air. Another on the ground today. Priority number one.
He's going to be a problem. I mean, it's seriously, you think about containing Tyrod Taylor, Fred. They couldn't do that. Had four carries for 40 yards. Kyler Murray is a dangerous weapon, and even if you think you got him boxed in, you better make sure that the whistle's blown, because he has pulled out some of those little matrix moves, man. And, you know, Christian Kirk off to a good start this year. Mm-hmm. He's got A.J. Green there. Rondell Moore is a kind of a gadget player. And, oh, by the way, DeAndre Hopkins may be, what, the best receiver in the league? So you got all that coming in.
You got a tall order, man. Kyler Murray, he is absolute video game, you know, in person, though.
Sure.
In real life. I don't know. I don't know what you do. I don't know what to do. Thank God I'm not the coordinator this week. Mike,
well,
it's going to be.
Don't forget, welcome Chandler Jones, who had five sacks last week.
He's got nothing today,
Tennessee.
But it's early. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, oof.
You know, you still got to play. No matter what happens, you still got to go out there and play.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Right? And who knows? He can have an off day. Guys are going to have off days, but Kyler Murray, man, he's wow.
Or, I mean, the other part of it, too, is this defense could continue to improve and play better on their own. I know it's a tough opponent and all that next week, but, you know, it felt better today. The result was not there. It's not a moral victory. It is what it is. I mean, I think the statistics show a little bit of that today. Just continue progress. There might be some blips on the radar, some bumps in the road as we move on defense also, but you just got to roll the ball out and play.
You just got to go play. I mean, you pick your poison and live with it.
Yeah.
Whatever the result is, that's what the result is going to be. Get up, wipe yourself up, and go get ready for the next one.
I think we all agreed there was improvement this week. Not enough, obviously, to get the win, but if that is the steady drumbeat and they improve next week, I mean, the wins – will eventually come if you keep going in that upward direction, but that's the challenge now, Fred. You cleaned up a few things. How many more can you clean up by next Sunday?
That's what the tape will show, right? I think they'll get back to watching the film, coming up with a nice game plan, a package. Maybe they even get exotic and do something that we haven't seen, you know, when it comes to the front. Maybe they rush three and play a few more in zone, because even if he does break contain, then you can minimize his gains by, you know, having the zone guys that are deep, 4 yards here, 3 yards here, might get lucky on a tip ball or two, or maybe he drops from inaccurate throws. You just got to disguise well from a defensive standpoint and hopefully create some play opportunities from that standpoint. On the offensive side, just keep grinding away. I like to see the running game get going. The guys up front, I thought they played better. They didn't have as many penalties as we mentioned. Big plays. Still looking for some more big plays.
Jaguars had that opening drive touchdown and not much else offensively. No more points offensively after that opening touchdown today. Fred, well done, and we will talk to you next week before the Cardinals game on Countdown to Kickoff and again on postgame.
Looking forward to it as always.
And Roll Tide, by the way.
Stop it.
Got it.
You going to throw that in
got
there?
Got it in there.
Wow.
All right.
For those on our flagship station, 1010XL, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next, featuring NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks. And for those on the network, you can join us on Jaguar social media channels, and we'll take your calls for the next hour or so. Senior VP is Chad Johnson, VP of Production Patrick Cavanaugh, Executive Producers Dave DeCandis, Manager of Radio Joe Fortunato, Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are our producers. Brent Reber and Trent Padilla produce our video for Jaguars.com. For Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey, and our entire crew, this is J.P. Shadrick saying good evening. Final score, Broncos 23, Jaguars 13 on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Don't say